This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm a tech nerd. This is too far for me. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Do you guys hear about Suzanne Summers' husband has sort of recreated his now deceased wife as an AI bot?
What?
So the way AI works is you take a bunch of information, data, you put it through the ringer, and it comes out so that you could ask it questions. And it uses that as like a library. Think of the AI as being a library that's specific to something that you train it on.
Okay.
So Suzanne, I don't even know how to explain this. Suzanne Summers' husband fed all of her information, her books, her movies, her TV shows, interviews she did, put it into an AI. So now he can talk to it.
So like he has a smart speaker where he talks to his deceased wife.
He has
and she answers back.
Life-size silicone version of her.
No, he does not.
It is a thing. He had
like
it on stage.
Like a wax model?
Yes.
Oh, he had it what?
Yes. So he had it on stage at a press conference.
Oh, that's
so sad. So he hired this company to create a digital twin of Suzanne Summers, and it mimics her voice.
Oh.
It is some of the weirdest stuff. And I don't think it even sounds, I don't even think it sounds like her. It's one of those things that as a tech guy, I can, well, here, let me see if I can get this to play.
Yeah. Us. Yeah. I got to hear this.
I am not prepared.
What's your favorite memory that we share?
Oh, there are so many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming the cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender. Let's just say it didn't go as planned and we ended up wearing more of the smoothie than we actually made.
That sounds just like her, Billy.
You think that sounds just like her?
Oh, my gosh. Now, order your Thighmaster today.
That's what he's
shooting for.
Call
this number now.
Now, I will tell you this, and I've talked about this on the air. My first wife passed away from breast cancer.
Yes.
Years ago. We had a 2-year-old son when she got diagnosed. He was 3 when she passed away. Ugh. So we had time. We had hospice time. And she said, and I agreed with her at that time, let me read some books. You can record some kids' books, and then you can play them for Aiden. And at that time, at that moment, don't make that face because you'll make me cry. At that moment in time, I was like, this is a great idea. Oh, yeah, let's do this. I went and bought a laptop. I bought a microphone. I was in the hospital and we recorded 4 or 5 books. And then she passed away. And a month or two goes by. I'm like, oh, I got those recordings. I hit play on them. I couldn't, there's no way in the world I could have sat down and said, Aiden, let's listen to some books. It hit me so hard hearing her voice.
Yeah.
And she's talking to him in the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
I could not imagine having your loved one's like thoughts
persona.
And persona into a computer that's going to talk back to you.
I don't know if that's healthy, but the fact that it's an option, we all know who would do this if God forbid something were to happen to me.
Yeah. Your husband would be all over this.
I'm telling you right now. He's already said he doesn't want to put me in the ground. He wants to get me stuffed.
He's are like, you? I thought you were kidding when you said that the other day.
No. We've talked about it before.
No, he's been like, yeah, I'm gonna get her stuffed. So now if he could get like a voice coming out going, stay, let's go.
Well, I can help him with that part of it.
Because Billy woke up on the wrong side of the truck.
Get it out of your system.
This morning.
Keep going. Go ahead. You've been doing it for the last 3 minutes.
Rug and his nightstand and his neat fold-up chair.
At least I took my sneakers off this time.
So the ladies
on the wrong
are incredibly jealous of my truck.
That's what it is.
That I converted into a camper, which if you haven't seen the video, it's on our Facebook page. You got to scroll back to last
Friday. And it's on our Instagram.
Oh, it's on the Insta as well. Which, yeah. By the way, everybody agreed with me that it was cool, but that's besides the point. You can check it out online.
Well, you can nap at any point in any time. So
I mean, almost did the other day.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, obviously, you love this truck bed.
If you had a truck bed that you could sleep in at work.
A literal truck bed.
Would you?
Would I?
Yes.
If I had it, probably.
Okay. See, she's
jealous.
I've
had past jobs that we had a mandatory hour lunch. You couldn't just take a half hour.
Oh, I hate those.
And I would go and I'd lay in the back of my car and try and nap for an hour. It's like, what else am I going to do? So if I had an actual truck bed, I would have been trying to sleep.
I'd be conked. I would be conked out. My dad. Okay. This is how redneck it gets. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to peek in a little bit to TJ's upbringing.
Uh-huh.
So we used to come from Missouri to New York every summer to visit my grandparents.
Don't you people call it Missouri there?
Missouri.
Are you really from there or are you pretending?
Mizzou.
Okay. All right.
Anyways. No, I'm not from there. I left there a long time ago.
Why would anyone lie about being from Missouri?
Yeah, it's not a state. Anyway, so my dad got a pickup truck with a back hatch and he laid a whole bunch of bedding down back there and we had a battery operated boombox and he was like, all right, you guys. This is where you're going to go. This was back in the day.
Back in the day.
So that's where we went for a 14-hour road trip from Missouri to New York.
Florida. We drove to Florida twice when I was a kid. One of the times, we had a big Dodge pickup truck, King Cab with the four doors.
Yeah.
We stayed in the back. Not only did we ride in the back of the truck, but we sat in lawn chairs in the back of the truck. And every time my dad went around a corner, we'd go flying. And it was the funniest thing to us.
Yeah.
Now, I think you'd probably get arrested if you did that.
You would definitely. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know what kind of fumes I ingested on that 14-hour. The cab was on the truck.
I mean, honestly, that would explain a lot.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.